All right, guys, big episode of the Nordys Podcast. We're getting a rated R Ninja Turtles movie. We recast our dream Princess Bride remake, talk lots of Larry David, and pick the best shows of the 2000s here. And here we go, Nordys Podcast. I'm Eric. I'm here with Jim. How's it going?
Oh, I'm righteous, brother. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm headed to California.
Sunny Cali.
I'm going to be in Venice Beach.
That's a great area.
It's a great area. So I'm going to be there for a few days, getting out of town, seeing some friends. It's going to be really nice.
I'm jealous. I'll hold it down. You got people staying at your house, which is great. Taking care of your cats.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So you got it. You're worry-free.
Worry-free.
I love that.
It's going to be a great time. Also, I'm feeling good because our sports cast was really good this week.
It was really fun, dude. We were clipping.
Talked Wolves, Premier League.
We named the new Utah hockey team. No spoilers.
Yeah,
go check that out to see what their new name is.
You're going to want the jersey.
Oh, yes. You're going to want it. Woo!
So we had a lot to talk about. It was a lot of fun. Talked about the draft as well, so... Go back and check that out. Otherwise, please give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Nordys Podcast and subscribe anywhere that you guys get your favorite podcast from and get the Nordys Podcast directly to your phone or your device each and every week for free.
That was fast.
That was fast.
That's because we got so much to get to.
We got a lot to talk about here. And what are we drinking here, Jim?
We're just drinking the same thing as last time, man. We got it. We got the 4-pack. This is Day of Another Dream, modest, awesome West Coast IPA that we really love.
Yeah.
I'm setting up my, 20-year high school class reunion.
Wow.
Going to be at the Modest Event Center, baby.
That's fun.
It's going to be sick. Well, you know, I graduated with my great friend, Zach Potts.
Yeah.
Same exact age as me, same birthday.
Yeah.
So he hooked it up, man. We got a great deal. It's going to be awesome.
How many people did you graduate with?
Oh, my God. Probably, I think it was almost 1,400 people.
Oh, my
It was the
goodness.
Biggest class that Minnesota had seen to date at that time. And it was the class that they then had to split after that and went to Anoka and Andover,
yes.
Right? So it was like, we were the one that was like, this is such a big fucking problem. Oh, my God. And they solved it right after us. So, yeah, it's huge. And I don't even know how many people we're going to get, man, but it's going to be fun.
Probably like 1,300.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Might be a couple hundred that have died. I don't know. But
all right. Well, have fun with that. When is it?
The 20th, baby. I'm excited.
Wow. Coming up.
No, of July. I don't know why I said the 20th. I thought you could guess the month. What are you talking about? Yeah, July 20th, idiot.
That's funny. All right, here we go. Lots to talk about here. Mostly we have Paramount news. So Paramount is really trying to take over the game.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well. I mean, like, they have some really cool stuff coming up. They had a big showcase at CinemaCon and definitely made the biggest splash out of anybody.
So something we're really excited about is a rated R Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles live action movie.
Insane. We've been doing this pod for many years. And we've been asking for this.
Yeah.
Now, this is based off of a comic book that's called The Last Ronin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty dark. So in this story, I think it's going to start out with only one turtle being alive.
Okay.
The other three are dead. Splinter, dead.
What?
And he is avenging his brothers.
Okay.
And it's like... You think that, you know, he's so dark and he is killing everybody.
Who is it?
Michelangelo.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, but he's like joyless. He is like just a fucking killing machine.
Okay.
And you're like, I think it was, I mean, maybe that's kind of supposed to be a reveal.
Do they come back?
I don't know. I think it's just going to be like a one-off weird movie. Like, this will feel a little bit like Logan, right?
Huh.
I'm super excited, and, you know, maybe we wanted, like, but it doesn't really make sense for all the brothers to do, like, a regular Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie and R-rated. You know, it just, like,
I just can't believe all the turtles got killed at some point.
I don't know what happened.
That's pretty crazy, because literally, turtles didn't even, like, take a beating.
They are badass, yeah. I mean, like, one time, Raph had to recover in a bathtub or something.
For a long time.
Yeah, that
time.
Was a long time.
Long
that
time.
Took a long time. But yeah, otherwise, like, dude, I don't know. I think it's Michelangelo And like, you don't, you know, he doesn't wear the orange, you know, you don't know who it is until it's revealed. It's like, oh, this like joyless killing monster is actually good old happy-go-lucky Mikey.
Okay, I'm excited about this mostly, but I don't know that that story is that exciting to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's dark.
It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of like bummed out by the whole story.
Well, you'll get over it.
I will. But I mean, I guess I loved Logan.
Yeah,
as a one-off.
That was very dark.
As a one-off.
Yeah.
But I was also kind of felt the same way, because like all the X-Men were dead and stuff.
I know. And I was like, wait, is this what's going to go down?
So they all failed.
I guess.
In the end, it didn't work out that well.
You're like really, I think we should move on. Yeah. I think you're being affected.
Yeah. All right. We also got word of a new Star Trek movie.
Yes. Should bring you back.
Because we are in the Penanaissance.
Yes. I think we maybe talked about this last week.
We did. Because,
but this was the first thing they announced, and then they kept announcing cool stuff.
Well,
so.
we were in the talking about the Penanaissance because we had, did our Chris rankings last week.
We did.
And we ranked Chris Pine second, possibly heading towards first.
I think I prefer him over Hemsworth personally.
Let's make him first.
Okay.
Let's make him first.
I mean, now with this being official, let's do it.
He is on top of the Chris rankings. This is a real rags to riches story.
Yeah.
This guy
he really only came up a little bit since then, and the other Chris's have dropped.
Oh,
too.
The other Chris's so are toast. Here's the thing. We talked Dungeons and Dragons last week.
We did.
Because I watched it. And I watched it with my wife this weekend.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
No, you've seen it twice.
And you want to know what? She loved it.
Yes, I'm so excited.
She loved it because it was a great movie.
And so you like it even a little bit more?
I love this movie. I can't even wait.
You don't
know
what
even,
this means to me,
I can't even wait for another one.
They're not doing any more.
That's
Nobody
sickening.
Watched it.
That's sickening.
It made no money.
It was a great movie.
It's so good. It like looks good.
Do you
want to
know
hilarious.
What I thought?
They just don't make adventure movies like this anymore.
Are you ready for my take on this?
I want it badly.
I thought about it and watching it for a second time and seeing how much my wife even enjoyed it. She usually hates stuff like this.
Yeah.
She was laughing, thought it was funny, loved all of it. I thought to myself, Chris Pine, it could be Gosling, because Gosling is just a better Chris Pine. But Chris Pine or Gosling, one of the two of them, need to make a similar movie to this, but it is a remake of one of the great movies of all time, and that is The Princess Bride.
Oh,
and that's
what
this movie really reminded me of. Yeah. It was a worse version of The Princess Bride.
Worse version, more slapsticky.
Yeah, but it was the same kind of, like, there was just the same kind of jokes and stuff in it that Princess Bride had, and it just really, like, kind of was a worse version of that to me.
Yeah.
I think my first call would go to Gosling.
Oh, yeah.
My second call would go to Chris Pine.
Okay.
A remake.
I love
it. It's time.
I think it's time. I think people would be up in arms about it. Like,
they shouldn't.
They're going to ruin this, whatever.
You wonder what else they need a remake of? The Wizard of Oz.
What about The Wiz?
Was that a play?
I don't know. It was all like black people and different music, like cooler, funky music. I don't know.
I think that they need to remake.
Obviously overlook that.
I actually am kind of in on some like remakes of classics.
I like the Wonka movie.
Yeah.
The Wonka prequel was pretty good.
I think that like there is a time and a place. We rip on remakes a lot.
Well, because writers are worthless.
But I do think that like there is something to be said that like we make movies better now. And when you watch The Princess Bride, do you remember when Inigo Montoya, or no, it's Wesley.
Yeah.
Wesley is running from Fezzik, is that his name?
Okay.
Like the Andre the Giant?
Yeah.
And he's climbing up the cliff on the rope, and then Fezzik is carrying the little guy, you know?
Yeah.
The Sicilian.
And he's going up,
And he's going up, and he beats him up there, and then like cuts the rope or whatever. And then he runs into Inigo Montoya, and they have a sword fight, a really amazing, famous sword fight, right?
Yep.
But in that, the terrain is so bad. Like, they're like on, like they're swinging on, like, what looks like a branch or something, but it's, like, very obviously, like, a piece of
metal
gymnastic equipment. Right. And there's, like, a mat that they land on, and it's, like, very clearly, like, a gymnastics
they
mat.
Like, sprinkled some leaves on
there's
top
like
of
leaves
a gymnastic.
And dirt on it. It looks pretty terrible. Yeah. For it's kind of like the original Star Wars movie where you're like, wow, they were so far ahead of their time. Yeah. What storytelling? This is incredible. But it looks pretty bad. And so I think we're ready for it.
Okay.
Chris Pine made me want this movie.
I get it. And I think he'd be great.
He would be great.
But you're right. Gosling would be perfect. He'd be perfect. And here's the thing. They'd be like, hey, everybody, we're going to remake Princess Bride. And we'd be like, no. They'd be like, it's going to be starring Ryan Gosling. They'd be like, yay.
Yes. And then they'd ruin it by being like, and Kirsten Wig. Kristen Wiig, whatever her name is.
Yeah, dude.
That's what they would do.
They would.
They'd be like, it's going to be funny.
Yeah, like slapstick.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, fuck.
It's going to be a musical. No, I mean, all right. Well, I like that take, and I'm so glad you like that movie. Nobody likes that. Nobody has seen it. If you watch it, you'll like it. I'm telling you.
Okay, you know the guy who's
Dungeons
like,
and Dragons
never make a bet with death with, or no, never make a bet with a Sicilian when death is on the line. That
never
guy?
Make a bet with a what a Sicilian when... What is
with it? Death is on the line.
Yeah,
ah.
Yeah, that okay. Guy's great.
Larry David.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's Larry David.
Oh, shit. That's good. That's good.
Or Larry David could also be the guy who's like too blathe.
What?
That guy who's like Billy Crystal.
Oh, Billy Crystal is so fucking funny in this.
That could
dude.
Also be Larry David.
That's really
see,
good.
We
I need to
this.
See this movie again.
We need this.
We do. I want it.
It's just all Ryan Gosling and Larry David, though.
That's it, just those two
just playing everything.
Yeah. Who would we could get John Cena as the big fuck,
the big guy.
Is there anybody bigger?
Inigo Montoya could probably be
Pedro Pascal, obviously.
No, that's too obvious. I think it's Oscar Isaac.
Okay.
You could get behind that.
You could get Oscar Isaac easy. He's yeah, nothing going on.
No, he would do that.
Yep.
I think we should set this up.
Yeah, we could set it up, but I mean, we still haven't figured out who's going to be the Andre the Giant.
Andre
so
the
I
Giant.
Just, I mean, who's really big these days? Boban.
Do you want to know who it is? Probably
Boban.
Do you want to know who it would be? He's not big, but they'd make him look big. Batista.
Yeah,
probably be him.
Batista could do it. Batista yeah. can do anything.
My only problem is if they did remake this movie, they wouldn't offer it to Gosling like they should, because he would be perfect. It would go to Chalamet.
No,
they'd blow it.
Finally, something that I think that he shouldn't do, and yeah. I really think he could do a lot.
I think that I can't decide who Buttercup is, though.
Princess Buttercup?
Yeah,
she's
pretty important to the movie.
I mean, Margot Robbie probably just is. Like always. She gets every role. She or Zendaya, she gets every
it's
role.
Probably Emma Stone because she gets every role.
Yeah, she's a little old now, though.
Yeah, but it's probably still her.
Yeah. That's good shit. I think we got it all nailed down. Yeah. I think we have our pitch ready. So Paramount, listen up.
Yeah, listen up. All right. So, you know, they're giving us all these things. They're giving us Star Trek. That's why we got into this. We were talking
about
we're
excited
about
that. Yep.
We're excited about it. If you haven't watched these movies, they're all pretty good.
They're all pretty good. And
I
the
like
first
them
one's
all.
Fantastic.
And then they're also remaking another movie. This one is The Running Man. What the hell is The Running Man?
Don't you remember this one? It was like an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie from the 80s. I don't really know. It's like a futuristic like death game, you know, whatever. But they got that, who's that handsome guy?
Glenn Powell.
Powell. They got him, and they're going to have Edgar Wright, who I think has done cool stuff in the past. This does nothing for you, does it?
This does nothing
okay,
for
Okay, well, let's
me.
Move on then.
Glenn Powell?
He does not a draw for me.
He can, like, have his own movie?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, who is this guy? Who cares about this guy?
Okay, how about this?
What else?
This actually does less for me. A G.I. Joe and Transformers movie.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess. I wonder if they're going to reboot either, because they had G.I. Joe movies and they've had a lot of Transformers movies. Maybe they're going to continue those stories and mash them together. In like the animated shit, did they ever team up?
I don't know.
You didn't watch that stuff?
I'm so bored with both of these things.
I think
things.
You're a little young for both of those.
G.I. Joe and Transformers. Transformers was cool when it was a cartoon. And then you want to know what came out? Beast Wars. And it was cooler. Beast Wars. Okay. Way cooler.
That's a bad
Transformers
take.
Were like, you could buy the toys and it'd be like, it could be a train or it could be the same boxy robot.
Yeah.
This could be a semi-truck or a boxy robot. Oh, how about a sports car turns into a boxy robot? And then some were good and bad.
Yeah.
Why?
Some were good and bad.
Some were like, we need to defend people. Get out of here. All those movies are awful. Those movies are awful.
What are the good guys' names again?
The Automatrons or something.
Autobots. Yeah, Autobots. I'm not even going to assemble.
I was going to look it up, and then I realized Autobots. I don't care.
It's Autobots
all.
And whatever. You know what? Who gives a shit? Don't care about this either.
Oh, G.I. Joe.
Okay, so we thought Paramount was dropping all hits, but you know they're going
to
drop some
garbage,
too.
If this is straight to Paramount Plus, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, I'll watch it at some point.
Okay, they're also bringing back SpongeBob. I'm definitely too old for SpongeBob.
I am not too old for SpongeBob. My kids, especially Mac, my youngest, loves SpongeBob.
Yeah.
And will go back and start from episode one. Wow. And like watch and keep them going. And like those early ones, dude, they have some banger episodes in there.
Oh, it was good. I mean, like, I watched some SpongeBob, but I was a little bit on the tail end of it.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely
saw... I was way
too
old for it at the time.
Yeah, I saw some SpongeBob, like, but, like, I get it. It's
but, like,
it's funny.
A big deal. I mean, the SpongeBob, the series, has not been on now for a while.
Doesn't that
they've
seem
done
really
some new
weird
stuff? Well, they've done, like, you know, SpongeBob, like, a younger version where he's at camp. You know, like, they've done some early stuff, but they're just going to be like, it's back. And I think that's cool with the, you know, original animators and all that.
Okay.
So I do care.
Okay. I think it's a good thing. Smile 2 is coming.
I liked Smile.
You did.
Did you watch it?
Hell no, I didn't watch it. It was creepy as hell.
What do you mean? You don't watch any scary movies?
I don't know. Not the ones that seem like everyone's going to get their throat slit.
Yeah.
That seemed like that one.
There was one. Yeah. And they were like doing it to themselves.
Yeah,
which
that's
kind of
how I felt.
It was graphic.
It was like my don't watch that meter was going off like crazy when I just saw the preview.
Ding, 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 ding.
It did. And I just was like, well, that's not for me.
You know what? It was actually really good.
You liked it.
Yeah.
It
I thought it was
like
above
a stupid
average
idea.
Oh, when I first saw the trailers, I'm like, this movie is going to fucking suck. Like so many horror movies do. But, you know, I watch them all because that's what I do for myself and for y'all listening. Mm-hmm. And Smile turned out to be way better than I thought. In fact, it got crazier and crazier. And by the end, I was like, no, this is fucking sick, dude. There's a scene at the end that's just awesome and out of left field. So I'm excited for Smile 2. I don't know if it's going to have quite the same shock value as the first one, but keep this going. You know, they love to make a sequel, especially in horror movies. So no surprise here.
Someone who maybe could use a role in Smile because they don't have a lot to smile about is Kit Harington.
Kit Harington is down bad.
He's done.
Does he have like a famous... Oh, no. He married that... The girl from Game of Thrones, which now I'm thinking, like, could he have done any better? Yeah, I don't know. Rose?
They're done.
They're both done. They got nothing going on.
So he was supposed to be in the MCU.
He was hyped. Everything was going great. He was in Eternals.
Which was
a bad movie.
Horrible. Like, just a terrible movie.
Yeah, like, unwatchable.
And I think that they just scrapped every part of the Eternals then. They
including,
were
like, Harry Styles was in it for a minute as, like, they were going to get him going. That's all over.
Yeah.
So, you know, Kit Harington recently said, you know, unfortunately, no plans whatsoever for The Black Knight to continue.
Now, we are excited, though, because there is going to be a Jon Snow series with Kit Harington on...
Wait a minute. No, there's not. That's canceled. That's been canceled. And we've been talking about that for 2 years.
We have been talking about that for a long time. I feel like HBO does not know what to do with Game of Thrones. Like,
they are...
They, like, want us to do all this Game of Thrones stuff, but, like, they are pretty wishy-washy on like what they actually want to do.
Yeah.
I like House of the Dragon, but it's definitely worse than Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of like,
it's above average TV, but below average Thrones.
It was good, but they were just kind of like, hey, you know how you loved the universe building of Thrones and like how huge the universe was and there was all these different people that had to deal with each other and you travel all over? Mm-hmm. What if we did just none of that and we just focused on one family? I'm kind of like, okay.
Yeah, and every time they do introduce, like, new families, you're like, that's really interesting, and then it's, like, 2 seconds, and they're back to, like...
And then they're dead.
Who knocked up who?
Yeah.
Yep. That's a good point, but I was really surprised because I thought this was going to be, you know, their flagship, almost like Thrones 2.
Yeah.
And they're scrapping it, so maybe they're just, like, so focused on the Harry Potter stuff.
I hope.
I don't know.
Do you think they are?
I think that they shouldn't do that series.
The Harry Potter series?
I don't think it'll ever happen.
The Harry Potter series.
Yeah, I told you. I don't think it's going to happen. I told you. I've said that the whole time.
I think that would be the end of Max at that
point.
No,
I think that they'll figure something else out to do with it. But I think that they're going to realize, maybe during casting, that this makes no fucking sense. To do 12 years worth of
I just think that they've tried TV. They've tried to figure out the Potter stuff multiple times here, and they just can't figure out what they should do. And it seems so obvious to me, and I think to everyone. They were like, we did Harry Potter, and everyone's like, it was amazing. We mm-hmm. want more. And they're like,
cool.
Well, what if it was about the beasts? And everyone's like, I don't think so. Right. And then they're like, okay, but what if it also had people with really cheesy 20s New York accents? That
ooh.
And like, also the villain is going to be Colin Farrell.
Psych.
But actually it's going to be Johnny Depp.
Psych.
But actually it's going to be
Mads Mikkelsen. What a wreck.
It was a disaster. And they were like, you know what kids liked? The Danish girl.
Yeah. Huge draw.
Let's get Eddie Redmayne to be the star of this, because that's what kids like. I don't know what they've been thinking. So now they're like, what if we retell the whole story? I'm like, you know what?
I've heard the story. I've read the books. I read the books like every few years.
I actually would be really cool if they retold the whole story in a few years after they give us the first Wizarding War series. The Marauders, the first Wizarding War.
Mm-hmm.
It's James Potter, Lily Potter, Snape, you know.
McGonagall is probably there.
You have a lot of the professors.
Obviously is a huge
you have
part
Sirius
of it.
Black. You have Peter Pettigrew. You have
get the order,
Lupin.
Baby.
You have the early Order of the Phoenix. You have powerful, scary Darth Vader-like Voldemort,
mm-hmm.
right?
At the height of his powers, by the way, we really, in the actual Harry Potter series, he wasn't full-powered until towards the end.
No, he had one good fight with Dumbledore, and Dumbledore, like, fended him off.
Yeah.
While saving Harry, and that was the best he did.
Right.
So to me, like, that's the show. And then, you want to know how that show ends? It ends with Harry Potter being born.
And then they can retell
the new story then. And they could keep the people that they have cast in a couple of those roles.
Oh, because they'll be the right amount older.
But you don't need the big names from the show. You don't need Voldemort.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need James Potter. You don't need Lily Potter. You don't need a bunch of them, you know? You don't need Sirius Black. He's going to be gone. You don't need Peter Pettigrew. He's going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need Neville's parents. They're dead.
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of the people are not in it. So
ooh, we could get some, like, Neville's stuff.
Yeah.
His family was really interesting.
So to me, it's like, then, after six seasons or whatever of that show, or four seasons of that show,
sure.
or whatever, three, I don't care.
Yeah, three.
Give us
good.
3 seasons of it. It's the 90s Harry Potter stuff or whatever, early
the Bulls
90s.
Are on a massive run.
Yeah. And then, did you see that video?
Yeah, it is. I do love that meme. That's like, it's unrealistic because not once did people mention, "Damn, the Bulls." But dude, they weren't paying attention to Muggle sports.
It is funny.
They're on Quidditch tip.
But it just to me is like that would be the perfect time to reboot that. So
yeah,
that's
I'm into it. All right, so but anyways, we're not getting that Jon Snow sequel series, which is hilarious to me.
Okay, but what we are getting is a Joker trailer for the Joker part.
Folie à Deux. Joker 2.
This movie looks unwatchable.
It looks like a tough watch. I mean, like, the teaser that the director put out for the trailer coming out was Joaquin Phoenix looking 82 pounds, sopping wet, crying on a chain in the rain. And I'm like, yeah, man, can't wait to see this movie. What a teaser. Wow, I want more. I want more of that.
I don't know.
I want 10 hours of that.
I don't think I really want any more Joaquin Phoenix. That's my thing. Like, I get that he's really talented.
He's really good.
But he also picks only roles that are kind of like hard to watch. Like his
and
most,
you didn't
like,
even watch Bo is Afraid, did you?
I didn't even watch his most accessible one, freaking Napoleon.
Oh, nobody watched that.
You know what I mean?
Horrible.
But that's the kind of stuff that he picks. Like, he's not picking anything fun.
Yeah.
Ever. Never.
No, I get it. Yeah, you're probably, you know, you're more of a Chris Pine guy.
I am now. And you want who else? You want who's trying to be him? One who's like, I'm going to be the next Joaquin Phoenix? Is
Jared Leto?
Mad Max. What's that guy's name? I forgot because he's not in anything anymore.
Oh, Hardy?
Yeah.
Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy.
Dude, Tom Hardy has no chops compared to Joaquin Phoenix.
He's trying to be him.
So, yeah, I mean, this trailer, I watched the whole trailer. It looks just really sad and depressing. And I gotta say, I'm not like excited about it. I'll watch the movie, of course. It might be groundbreaking in some ways, but I know it's going to be uncomfortable, a major downer, not excited for it. And the trailer didn't really like surprise me in any way, right?
Yeah.
It was like, oh yeah, this is exactly what I thought this was going to be.
Yeah. Well, one thing that was that I think we're both excited about.
Okay.
And this is like the original Eric Eviscerates the Classics.
Ooh.
Was Gladiator.
Yes.
We're getting some
we got early you to watch Gladiator.
News on Gladiator 2, which I really didn't think they needed to make, but it sounds like people
made
are
no sense.
Really excited about it.
Yeah. I think it's a young Maximus. Is what it is. I mean, he dies at the end.
Speaking
right?
of Joaquin Phoenix.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, he probably won't be in this.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe. But he'd be young. I don't think he was in power at the time.
Yeah.
So, apparently, people saw footage from this and went nuts. Like, it looks incredible. Now
Isn't
people are, like, more hyped. Denzel is in it. Yeah. Paul Mescal is in it as, like, the young Maximus. I guess he looks fucking perfect. I don't know. Like, what if Ridley Scott does it again?
I didn't need this movie, but it sounds like it's going to be amazing.
Gladiator 2
Gladiator 1 was awesome.
It was so good. I'm so glad you watched it.
And I was like, man, this movie feels dated. And then, like, I just got lost in it.
Yeah.
Like, it was so good.
I know. I need to rewatch it, honestly.
It was great. It was a great movie.
I haven't seen it
forever. The worst movie that I ever eviscerated, though, for real, was Saving Private Ryan. That movie stunk.
You hated it.
I just hated it. I don't know if I've ever hated a movie more than that movie.
That's so funny. And people like swear, like, well, favorite
like, it's my favorite
Saving
movie.
Private
yeah, Saving Private Ryan is.
It's like, just like an easy thing to say.
It was so bad.
I love that, like, I had this idea. I've seen it once because you don't want to watch it more than once anyways, right? So I've seen it once. And because I was told I should love it, I would have said I loved it. But then you actually watched it. And then when you watched it, you went through and picked it apart to the point where I'm like, I'll never be able to see this movie again without laughing. Because you're right. You found a bunch of fucking holes in it.
The entire story was just like, and then they went to this abandoned city and, oh.
More people died.
One of them got shot in the gut. They're all trying to hold his guts in and he's crying for his mom. And they'd all circle around and like hold his guts in with their hands. Every time it happened like five
close-ups on his face while he's like crying.
Yeah,
and
I was like, I hate this. This is really not a good time.
Oh, that's so funny.
All right, and then finally, what will be a good time? I think because at this point, I feel like they have earned our trust a bit. The producers of Barbie are going to be working on Monopoly next.
Monopoly,
and I think
this will be a big anti. The first, okay. Sorry to interrupt. Why don't you do your take?
No, I don't have one yet.
All right, so if the first one was like anti-patriarchy, this might be anti-capitalism.
I think it will.
In a way, right?
I think this is going to be really a fun movie.
I think it could be. I mean, I wouldn't have said that it would have been, but then Barbie was like really thoughtful and interesting.
I think they're going
to
be able to get...
Maybe it wasn't for, you know, men necessarily, or at least for like my audience.
I don't think it was for like men that are really insecure about like...
Right.
What being a man means or something
yeah.
or I guess they think about what being a man means a lot.
Right. If they like listen to Andrew Tate, then
yeah.
they probably
oh,
don't
they couldn't
want
watch it.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was really brilliant.
I think that what's going to happen here is you're going to get a lot of really talented people lining up to be in this movie.
I think so too. And Margot Robbie is one of the producers of Barbie, so she's one of the producers of this. I don't know if she's going to be in it. She could be. Could be a smaller role, whatever. Who's going to be little old Monopoly man?
I mean, you know what I'm going to say.
Say it.
Larry David. Yeah. I'm in the Larry David mood right now.
Do not pass go.
Yeah. Just Larry David, he doesn't have that big of a role.
No.
But it's just funny every time
he's
he
just
does
like
come
an
in.
Old rich like
yeah.
idiot.
Yeah.
That's yes. Uh-huh. That's really good. Yeah. He needs to be in it for
yes.
sure.
I don't really know who else will be in this. I don't even know what other characters
well, we just,
they
I
are.
Mean it could be anybody.
It
right?
could be anyone. So
I mean, who's gonna play the shoe? I don't know. Who's gonna play the top hat? We just don't know.
Oh, do you think they're just going to be wearing those things? Like, they're going to be, like, really large yeah. shoes or something? Or really
this
large
is what
shopping.
The writer's room is like for this, because it could be fucking anything. I know that they need to, like, include, like, a reference to, you know, Boardwalk.
Yeah.
But they just could do anything. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah. I just think that, like, they're just like, they've written a lot of jokes about capitalism.
Yes.
And about, like, about old people complaining about avocado toast and iPhones.
Yeah. Yes.
A lot of jokes like that. And then,
about buying a house.
And then they're just like, and then they're just like, and Larry David.
Yeah. I think it sounds great, man.
Okay. I think we care about that. Now,
yep.
We got to move on to Hot Rex and Not Rex. The biggest one for this week is that you started watching Amazon's Fallout.
They got another one.
Do you like it?
They got a hit here, boys.
Wow.
Yeah, this is excellent. The production value is fantastic. The lead gal, her name is like Lily something, is so good at being this kind of innocent, you know, she's been sheltered this whole time in like one of these bunkers that has actually been like a happy place to live, right? And she's soon finding out that not all the bunkers are like that. And the real world is a fucking mess. So, and she's just strikingly beautiful. She's so interesting looking and she's so good. Walton Goggins, who you've seen in a bunch of stuff, plays like this ghoul with, he's got like the guy with no nose, right? In the trailers.
Yeah.
God, is he electric.
He's
that
cool.
Dude is good in everything. He's so good in everything. And I don't know. I think everybody's going to enjoy this. Eric, there is gratuitous violence.
Really?
Oh, it's
Wasn't expecting that.
It's a hard R-rated show, which I love.
Okay.
You know, they're blowing people's heads off with bullets. And at one point, somebody like shoves a shotgun through somebody's mouth, shoots the back of their head off, and then continues to shoot other people through their head.
Kind of mess with that.
How fucking cool is that?
That's like something John Wick was about to do in John Wick 5.
Exactly. John Wick 5 writers are like, fuck.
Dang it.
We thought of that. Dude, it's violent. It's funny. It's interesting. It's got really cool mysteries already. I didn't play the games at all. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
That's good to know.
Yes, absolutely. So, dude, this is a hot wreck. It looks awesome. I've only watched two and a half episodes, and I think it's all out there. So some people have finished it, and those people liked it too. So I guarantee I will continue to watch it and enjoy it. Yeah, Fallout on Prime is must watch. It turned out.
Wow.
I know. It's like just one of those nice things that we thought, hey, this has potential. Okay, the trailer looks great, and here we go. It's good.
All right, we're both a few episodes into Three Body Problem as well. And
big Netflix show.
I was a little skeptical after like the first two episodes. I've moved a little further into it. I'm pretty excited now.
So you watched three or four or something?
And I really like it now at this point. Once some of the mysteries, they're not answered, but they're maybe explained a little
bit. At least we have something to invest in as opposed to just like, that's a weird random occurrence.
Yes.
That's another weird random occurrence.
I like it. And the one thing I will say is I kind of like the Fringe Thrones characters that Dan and Dave brought back.
I know,
so they have,
dude.
They have
they got Liam Cunningham.
They have Sam, who is one of the big stars of the show.
He's a main Jack or something. He's a main character.
And then you have the guy who was Davos.
Davos, which is Liam Cunningham.
I like him. He's really good.
Yep.
And then you have one other one, too.
Who? There's so many.
Oh, the High Sparrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jonathan Pryor is so good. Hey, by the way, one of the guys in Fallout is, and he's like a bad guy, I think.
Yeah.
Is the, remember Banks or Price? Maybe it was Price from Robot, Mr. Robot.
Yes.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Like super creepy?
Oh, I love him.
That guy's back.
Love him.
Hell yeah.
Like the main guy of Evil Corp?
Yep.
Yeah, great.
You got it.
Great.
I know. How good were some of those scenes? So he's back. And you get to enjoy him.
Okay.
Bunch of good actors in Fallout.
Can I give you my most underrated, since we're talking about like villains right now mostly, I'm going to give you my most underrated actor who's a villain.
Okay.
It's, it would be cool if I could think of his name.
That would help.
I think his name is Jared. He's the guy who is Moriarty.
Hell yeah, Jared.
Jared something.
And he was in, he was actually a good guy in a couple movies recently. He was in that really good Meltdown shit. Oh my God, dude, We're not even drinking very much. That's the sad thing. But
his name is Jared Harris.
Yeah, Jared Harris.
Jared Harris, and he recently was in Chernobyl.
Yes, thank you.
There you go.
The meltdown show.
The meltdown shit.
Jesus Christ.
Jared Harris. Oh, he's one of my favorite villains.
He's menacing. He's like, there's just a certain class of like these guys, and some women can do this too, right? Where they're like, it's not a physicality thing.
No.
It's like a menacing, like, creepiness.
I think it's like intelligence meets your ability to, like, not have a conscience or, like, do whatever is necessary to reach your goals.
Yes. And then they have to be eloquent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're comfortable in, like, a tux.
Yeah.
They're comfortable in any type of social setting. They're as smart or smarter than any of the good characters.
Hans Landa.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That type of vibe. Kind of,
I think that might be my favorite type of villain.
Yeah. And they did it pretty well in Bond, too. They had
always.
Same guy, same actor did that, too, right? So
we're going to get it.
Chris.
Christoph Waltz.
Yes.
There we go. Oh, Christoph Waltz.
Let's do stuff where we don't have
we
to come
don't
up
have
with
to, like, come
names.
Up with everyone's names. Christoph Waltz. Yeah, he's perfect in any role.
He
like
nails
that,
all
where
that.
Where he's just like, he weighs 145 pounds, but he has planned ahead.
But you can't really get close to him.
You can't get
Doesn't
close
really
to him because he's planned for everything.
Yeah.
And every move you make, he already thought about it.
Yeah.
That's scary.
That's cool. I love that.
Okay. So three body problem, I think, is a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of quick wrecks that are a little more reality.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode of Challenge All Stars on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
It's average.
Okay.
If you
but
love
you only
watched
one episode.
If you love the challenge, you should watch it. If you don't love the challenge, don't watch
Just
it.
Wait for like a
Just
regular
watch
season.
Watch an actual season. Season 40 is coming out. It's going to be the best season of all time. It's going to have 40 people from all 40 seasons.
No way.
It's going to have 10 people from seasons
1
through 10.
Are we
going to
get bananas?
10. Oh, yeah.
Are we going to get
CT?
CT?
Yeah.
Oh,
so you're
going to
get 10 people from that started in season 1 through 10. 10 people from the teens.
Anissa?
10 people from the 20s. Yeah, she's in it. And then 10 people from the last 10 seasons.
Cool.
And so it's going to be fun. So I would say it's a tepid wreck.
Okay.
And then also, we both watched the season finale of Hot Ones.
Oh, my. Was that the season finale?
Yeah.
Well, they can just end the show.
It was the best one ever. Conan O'Brien, if you haven't watched it yet, you've probably seen memes or GIFs of it at this point. I think that this was must-watch television.
Oh, absolutely.
I think this was like one of the best episodes of TV that I've watched in a while.
This is one of the best YouTube videos to ever been created.
Oh, it's so good. Conan is
a madman.
He is a madman.
He's so committed to the bit. It just made me miss Conan. Like, I was watching him and enjoying him, mm-hmm. and really feeling like we had it all with him. And why did it all fall apart?
Well, it shouldn't have, because he's so good. He cares so much about the art.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can tell how much
the craft.
Stuff,
like
all this stuff meant so much to him. And, like, I felt like it was funny, but it was also, like, such a personal interview.
Yeah.
Where he was like really bearing his soul and doing it in a way that only he can. Like through comedy, through being a complete madman. I mean, he must have been sick as could be.
I gasped 5-7 times and I laughed out loud 5-7 times. It was unbelievable. I've never seen anybody do anything like that with spicy foods. I can't believe what he was doing. I mean,
I got
he was spreading it on his face. He was drinking the bottle. I mean, he is a madman.
So this is how hot this is, okay? So this is kind of a funny story that has to do with us. So we went to on a vacation together with your family to St. John.
Okay.
Do you remember this?
I do, yeah.
Went to St. John.
Too long ago,
took us a real long time to get there. It was difficult to get there. Never going back
because it takes forever to get there.
But when we got there, it was my birthday, and your mom, for some reason, thinks I love spicy food.
She does. She thinks that. And I bet if we asked her now, she'd be like, oh, yeah, Eric loves the spicy food.
I do not like spicy food. I am a huge wimp.
I knew
Medium
that.
Medium spice is too hot for me usually. I am a baby with spice, but for some reason she thinks I love spicy food. So I was paying attention to the Scovilles on all of these sauces that Conan was drinking. He was drinking them out of the bottle.
Yes.
The ninth of 10 sauces was 650 Scovilles. Okay.
Okay.
So at this point, I was like, well, I need to know how hot the hot sauce is in my fridge that your mom got me.
Yeah.
So I went and looked, and they had it rated as a 5 of 5 for heat, okay. 1 million Scovilles. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is, you know, 150% as spicy as the one that he just drank.
Yeah.
For the 9th one. Okay, 1 million is the one that I have.
Yeah.
The 9th one, 650,000 for him. The 10th sauce, the final sauce that he had was 2.4 million.
Oh my God.
This dude rubbed his food in it, licked it, ate it, and then drank multiple drinks from the bottle. This was legendary.
It
was must-watch television. It was so funny. It was from the heart. This is like this was like needs to be put in a time capsule for his life.
Yeah.
I just thought it was that brilliant. And whether you watch Hot Ones or not, whether you like Conan or not, I would take the 25 minutes to watch this on YouTube while you're on your phone, while you're messing around, while you're pretending to be working, while you're working out, while you're laying in bed. Just watch it. It was worth it.
Mm-hmm. I think you nailed it. I have nothing to add. It was a wonderful, wonderful interview. Great performance. We miss him.
All right. And then finally, I'm going to go spoiler-free on this one because you haven't seen this yet, but I do think we need to cover it, especially since he has been the main theme of our episode. That was the finale of Curb.
Okay, yes.
The
Curb
finale
yes.
hit, and I don't...
You got to keep it high level, man, because I'm excited to see it.
I won't give anything away here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to give anything away. Actually, this is the only thing I will give away,
ooh.
And I think you will trust me on this. The only thing I'll give away is that their ability to call back to past seasons of the show and give it its send-off by calling back things from all different seasons.
Was it like a longer episode or anything?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a long episode.
All right.
And it had a ton of callbacks and a ton of like cameos that were just fun.
Yeah.
And I just thought that they landed this so perfectly.
Which is great to hear. Because
so
one of the things that even this season, Larry David has been making fun of himself about the finale of Seinfeld, which is a legendary, horrible, you know, one of the greatest shows of all time, one of the worst finales of all time.
Yeah.
And in fact, in the season, at one point, they're like, didn't you direct the finale after not having directed like 2 seasons worth? And you came back and did that? And he's like, yeah, whatever. You know, so.
Yeah.
They must play on that a little bit.
I think this was fantastic. I thought it was such a good send-off. It was like the kind of episode of television that I will watch more than once.
Oh,
that's
really?
How good I thought it was.
Cool.
And this show is so stupid and so silly, but I thought that they gave all of the main players their proper send-off too. And like
JB?
Oh, hell yeah. And like it's just like they brought a lot of people back, but they still found a way to really respect the core people of the show, the most important people of the show. And I just thought that they landed it so gracefully. I thought this was an absolutely fantastic send-off. And I just hope we get more Larry David.
How old is he, though?
70s?
His fucking buddy died.
I know. Jeff Lewis?
He's in his 70s. I mean, well, he's got to do Monopoly Man.
Yeah, we need that.
Like, for sure.
Yeah.
What else did we have him cast?
We also put him in...
our remake of Princess Bride.
Princess Bride.
Yeah, so he's awesome. I hope he lives forever. Impressive that he's just making some of his best stuff this late in his life.
I just think he has such an ability to, like, make fun of himself, you know? Like, he's kind of like... South Park in his ability to tease every situation and every group of people and do things that would get other people in trouble. And
right, but he's ultimately ripping on himself the most.
Yeah, he's just teasing himself and teasing his friends. And
we should almost do a rewatch of the best episodes and then rank them or something.
Yeah.
That would be really fun. I'm thinking of like Palestinian Chicken.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm thinking of... gosh, what are some of the John Hamm stuff is fantastic.
I actually liked a lot of the newer stuff, even though there's probably not as memorable of moments. You get a more cohesive show, and the cameras are like so much nicer. All right, here's what we come to. It's time for Mount Rushmore and Crazy Horse of the 2000s.
Yeah, let's do it.
So
let's do
here
it.
We go. I'm going to roll through this list for you. I'm going to try to stop and give you as many of these opportunities to put shows down.
Okay, so this is the 2000 through 2010.
Yeah.
Okay.
Laguna
Beach.
Yes. Prison Break.
No. Okay. I watched it. No. I'm going to say, yes, I watched it. No, it's not going to make it.
Wife Swap.
No.
Do you remember that show?
Oh, Jesus. Madness. Crazy. Remember the devil lady?
Yes.
I can't be in this house.
Yes. Heroes.
No. Nope.
Veronica Mars.
No.
Skins.
No.
Show was pretty cool, though. The League of Gentlemen.
No.
Monk.
No.
Gilmore Girls.
Nope.
Nip Tuck.
Hell yeah, I watched it. No, it doesn't deserve to be on the Mount Rushmore.
The Closer.
No.
Boston Legal.
No.
Big Love.
No.
Rescue Me.
No.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Pause.
Okay.
Loved it. Jot it down.
Okay.
I mean, especially at that time, because it went on through the teens, but dude,
oh, yeah.
It was really fucking...
Desperate Housewives.
No.
How I Met Your Mother.
No.
Breaking Bad.
Done and dusted. It needs to be on there. I mean, did it start like late or anything?
2008 through 2013. So it might
I'm fine
be,
to give it. I'm
it
fine
might
to
be better.
It got better in the.
Might be better.
Fuck.
Not,
we should save
let's
it.
Let's just save it though.
We'll save it.
We can save it for next time.
Yes.
House.
No. I mean, I watched it, but no.
CSI.
No.
Rome.
No.
The Ali G Show.
Loved it. No.
True Blood.
No.
Big Brother.
No.
Family Guy.
No. I mean, obviously, I've seen it.
Entourage. It was pretty electric.
The me of that time would have said,
boy.
Oh, it's my favorite show, bro.
Weeds.
So just put it down. Put
I
it down.
Put it down.
Okay, Weeds. I watched it. No.
Shameless.
Overrated.
Oz.
No.
Deadwood.
No.
Lost.
Yes. Come on, of course.
I don't know if Lost... I think Lost might just automatically be on.
Oh, Lost is on.
I think it just was one of the best things I've ever watched. Malcolm in the Middle.
No.
Generation Kill.
No.
The Street.
Nope.
MI5.
No.
Dexter.
No.
Sex and the City.
Nope.
Spaced.
No.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Nope.
Outnumbered.
No.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes. Let's put it down.
The Shield.
No.
Mad Men.
Yes, put it down.
So that's, again,
put it down in the
2007 through 2015.
Okay.
It might be a next time thing.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. We'll keep that in mind.
State of Play.
No.
24.
No.
South Park.
Yes. This is probably when it was at its best, too.
Peep Show.
No.
Band of Brothers.
It's just the one season. I can't do it.
The Office.
Yeah, put it down. Put it down.
It's got to be on there.
Yeah, it's got to be on
Everybody watched The Office.
I mean, I didn't really watch it like, I don't know. But
how about
I really
Planet
like it.
Earth?
Nah, it's great.
30 no. Rock.
Put it down. Just for now. Not on the, for sure.
Okay,
I loved
okay.
it, though.
Life on Mars.
No.
The Daily Show.
It's good. It's good. It's good. You could jot it down. I don't think it's going to make it.
The Thick of It.
No.
Doctor Who.
Nah.
The Sopranos.
Put it down. Dude, there was some good... This is like... This is when real TV was made. Like, when we went through the 90s last
yeah,
week...
there wasn't a lot.
It was like... Eh.
The West Wing.
Great show. No.
Arrested Development.
No.
6 Feet Under.
No.
The Wire.
Oh, people are going to hate this. No.
Okay, so that's all I have.
Okay. All right, that's good enough. And SNL. Because SNL is always on. And I think that, especially in the 2000s...
So I think we take off Breaking Bad.
And save it.
And save it. And I think we take off Mad Men.
Because we could save that too.
Both of those were more in the 10s than in
and,
the
2000s. And once we do the 10s, I may not...
They might
Breaking
not make
Bad
it.
Might make... Will probably
They probably...
Make it,
they both will have a
but
shot.
But I don't know if Mad Men will. But,
no, but they all have a
so
shot.
So The Office, 100%. I Think It's Always Sunny is really, really strong.
Okay,
and
so
underrated.
So let's just think about what we can eliminate from this real quickly. So okay. Remember, we're looking for five.
Well,
four on Mount Rushmore.
We're, this time we're saving Crazy Horse. Yeah. Like I fucked it up.
So
last
we
time.
Have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 shows. So okay. Half of them have to be cut. Okay?
Easy, easy.
So we have Always Sunny.
Okay.
We have Entourage.
Okay.
We have Lost.
Lost has to be on there.
We have Curb.
Okay.
We have South Park.
All right.
We have The Office.
It's hard. It's hard.
We have 30 Rock.
30 Rock can go.
We have The Daily Show.
Daily Show can go.
We have The Sopranos. And we have SNL.
So let's cement in the we're carving it. We're
okay.
carving
okay,
in
we're
the
carving
office right now.
Office and Lost?
Yes. Office and Lost are on. So now we have two more spots plus Crazy Horse.
Okay, so that leaves us with Always Sunny, Entourage, Curb, South Park, Sopranos, and SNL.
Sopranos. Let's grab that. Oh, two more. It's sad, but South Park isn't probably going to make it. I don't know. What okay. do you think, man?
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm having you craft these lists.
Yeah, I can tell. You're helping me curate, which I mm-hmm. so appreciate.
So you're down to four. Two of them make it, okay?
It's Always Sunny is
Always Sunny,
make it.
Entourage, Curb, and SNL.
Entourage not going to make it.
So Always Sunny and so you're going Curb and SNL.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
And which one's Crazy that. Horse?
It's Always Sunny.
Wait, you said that didn't
oh.
make it.
Oh. Oh wait, I only have two spots left.
Yeah,
all right. All right, then Curb Your Enthusiasm has to be our Crazy Horse, dude.
Okay, and SNL makes it.
SNL makes it. SNL especially. I'm not gonna try to pick it every time. I could have picked it in the 90s. We didn't think of it, but like it was really strong. Will Ferrell came out of that group. Tina Fey came out of that group. Like it was a really big cast.
Okay, so there you go. There you have it. Our official Mount Rushmore and Crazy Horse of the 2000s, The Office, Lost, The Sopranos, SNL, and Crazy Horse, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I kind of love it.
I do too. And honestly, the best show of the 90s or of the 2000s, in my opinion, is Lost.
Okay.
I think Lost was, we've talked about it so many times. I just think it was so important. I loved it. I want to be like, oh, it didn't end that well. But you want to know what really didn't end well? The Office.
Yeah. Well, true. Right. I mean, The Office literally tapered out to nothing. But yeah. In this era, it was on top of the world. It tapered out in the teens.
Yeah.
And I'll just say that Lost taught everybody how to make great TV and how to avoid pitfalls in TV writing.
Yeah.
So they have some idea of what to do with an ending.
It is crazy, though. Like, I like these shows, but, like, they're all pretty flawed.
Sure.
Maybe The Sopranos the least flawed, but, like...
That ending was really, really yeah. controversial, too.
But you know what I mean? Like, these are all good, but they're not, like, high-level television at the same time, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. They're all kind of, like, comedies or, like, weekly shows. The only one that's not is The Sopranos.
Right. Which was kind of considered... The first, like, really good,
yeah.
like, HBO-style drama.
Yes.
So, which, you know, wasn't sitcom-y at all.
No. And sorry to all you Wire fans out there.
Yeah, The Wire, we're going to continue to sleep on The Wire. Yeah. That's what our podcast does.
Yeah, we've
and,
done that forever. It's kind
well,
of
I tried, man. Did you try?
No.
You didn't even try.
Not even
try. I tried. I watched...
If you, if you couldn't get me
bored.
Into it, I was not going to get into it.
It's so yeah. 90s now, yeah. too. Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm like, where are the cell phones?
It's so bad at this point. But you know what? I get it too, so.
All right. Well, guys, that is it. That's all the time we have on this week on the Nordies Podcast. Go back, check out our sports cast. We talked about the Premier League. We talked about the Timberwolves kind of scary playoff series against Phoenix. We talked about the Vikings quarterback decision and a lot more. So until next week. Thank you guys for hanging out with your best friends here at the Nordies Podcast.